Who likes the joy of finding money in their pocket? I put a pair of corduroys on the other day. Anybody know what corduroys are? Tells how old I'm getting. Put those corduroys on and found some change in the pocket, and it was joy. I also had the time to put on, you know, this is the time of year when we all begin to wear our winter coats, and I discovered this nice little joy. Each of my coats has a nice set of matching gloves. You know, you put on the old coat for shoveling snow, and in the pockets are the old gloves that work for yard work. And then there's the sports coat that's kind of fun to wear. It's got those cool matching gloves. They look like driving gloves when you're driving your car. You put on the dress coat over your suit, and there are the dress gloves. And they're all there to keep your hands ready. Keep your hands warm. They're all in place when needed. I'm prepared no matter which coat I put on. In our first reading from Isaiah, we are told, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And St. Paul in the Romans says, put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put up your antenna of awareness. And in the gospel, Jesus says, stay awake. Be prepared. So that when the Lord comes, you are ready. In the last month, I've had the honor to pray with three holy men. A trinity of holy men. All knew the Lord was calling them home to heaven. All accepted the reality of cancer. Wasn't easy, but they accepted. They prayed. They prepared. They put on Christ. And in their last days, they were anointed. They received Holy Communion. And as of this morning, they've all gone home to heaven. So today, we begin Advent time. A time to be clothed in Christ. A time to put on His words and His Spirit. It is when we are once again given an opportunity and we are reminded of our responsibility to be awake, to be aware, to anticipate the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to get ourselves ready. We use this Advent time to remind ourselves that the birth of Jesus is at hand. He's coming to be born again into our hearts, into our lives. He's coming once again to lead us to heaven. So the question is, if we are smart enough to have the right gloves in the pockets of our winter coats, are we smart enough to have our hearts and our souls and our spirits ready when Jesus comes calling? Amen.